The storm did shift north about 80 miles, but we were preparing for a direct hit.
Maryland Emergency Management Director Ken Millett says Maryland escaped the worst of it, but Sandy will still be one for the history books.
We went from having hurricane winds on the eastern shore to 31 inches of snow in Garrett County.
Once the snow plows were put away and the damage and death tallied, Millett says Sandy cost Maryland some $47 million and 11 lives. But it was places like parts of Atlantic City, Seaside Heights, and Asbury Park in New Jersey that the real punch was felt. Jeff Guaricino with the Atlantic City Alliance.
They are still recovering. They've seen their tourism industry drop about 25% over the course of the summer. Their boardwalks still have temporary structures for their coffee shops, for their pizza shops, for their amusement rides. There are things that just are not there now that used to be there prior to Superstorm Sandy slamming into the New Jersey shore.
Many inland New Jersey marinas are still trying to recover. John Patti, WBAL and WBAL.com.